In the late 90s, I was living in New York City, and I had this friend, a guy called Chris. And Chris had a sister who was neck deep in the fashion world. And that was great for Chris and great for me, because we got to go to fashion shows. And who do you think we met at fashion shows? Models! Yeah, that's right. That was why it was great, you know? Oh man, it was just terrific. And Chris, he was a very good looking guy. So he got sort of like the cream of the crop, as it were. But I got seconds, but the seconds were pretty damn good, I'll tell you. So yeah, I didn't mind. You know, it was like a lot of fun. I was what, 30, 32, something like that? Man, it was like the best time of my life in that regard, right? I got far and away the most attractive women in the world, right? But it took me a while. Oh yeah, it took me a while, and it was in fact Chris who told me how to do it. Like I said, Chris was a very good looking guy, and he was a very smooth operator. He got trim wherever he looked, he could pick it up just like that. Good on him, right? And I was like, how the hell does he do it, right? And one time we're shooting the breeze and talking about it, and we were watching, like, I remember we were watching a basketball game. We didn't even like basketball, rather. And we're watching it and we're talking about it, and he said something so simple. He said, you know, all you have to do is treat a girl like a nerd. Those were the wisest words I ever heard. Treat a girl like a nerd. And, you know, at first I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? And then I started thinking to myself, you know, when I deal with guys that I think are nerdy or spastic or just kind of pathetic, right? How do I treat them? I treat them with a kind of, not contempt, but a kind of condescension. A kind of condescension and kind of like dismissal and not really paying attention to what they have to say. And what happens? Those guys become extra solicitous. Those nerds, and because of the way I treat them, they sort of like start jumping through hoops to be my friend, to get in my good graces. And, you know, it's an obvious thing that every guy knows this, you know. Every guy knows more or less where he stands in the hierarchy. And every guy knows that, you know, the guy's lower, like two or three rungs below. Yeah, if you sort of like dismiss them, they'll like just like start jumping through hoops and start talking to you and trying to get your approval. Yeah, it's perfectly normal. Okay. I mean, I'm sure you remember, like, when you were in high school, say you were like you were senior in high school, you know, 12th grade, and some guy in the 10th grade, right? He was trying to be your friend for whatever reason. He was kind of like a dope, right? Yeah, that happens all the time. Well, the thing is, see, if you apply that attitude to women, especially attractive women, oh man, it works. It works. Yeah, because people aren't naturally hierarchical, and all people, men and women, they want to appeal to the higher status people. And so if somebody comes across as acting naturally superior to them, they will very quite naturally try to appease them, try to say and do anything that will get in their good graces. And it happens in every situation. Those guys that are claimed to be cool, what is it? What is coolness? It's basically a form of indifference that is communicating to people that they are above their social clique. Well, that's what's going on. When a guy acts cool, he's acting in a way that obliges all those other people around him to try to chase after his good opinion. And they automatically defer to the cool guy. That's what's going on. I went through a couple of false starts, but eventually I was able to apply Chris's insight with these girls, these models. And it worked like a charm. It was shocking. If I sort of like didn't quite pay attention to a girl, or rather, if I paid attention to her only when what she was saying was truly interesting, and just dismissed anything else and just looked away from her when she started to bore me, all of a sudden she started chasing after my attention. And that was a key move. That's why I had a couple of false starts. Because initially what I started doing was just being rude. That was the mistake. No. What you have to be doing, is focusing on those things that truly interest you when she is speaking. Not her looks. Of course, her looks are of interest to you because you want to fuck her. Yeah. But no, you don't pay attention to her looks. No, you pay attention to what she says. Or rather, you only pay attention to something that she says that you find genuinely interesting. And whenever she says anything that you find uninteresting, you look away. You look away no different than if you're talking to a nerdy guy. the nerdy guy is talking to you about like something happened, you know, something political, a bomb blew up, an earthquake, whatever. And you're like, oh, that's very interesting because you are interested, right? But when he starts talking to you about Dungeons and Dragons and some crap like that, you just turn him off. You turn him off and look away and start thinking about other stuff. And what happens? He stops talking about Dungeons and Dragons and starts talking about something else that is of interest to you, sports or motorcycles or whatever. It doesn't matter. But you see the point. You see the strategy. And it works. You only give attention to things that you find truly interesting, and you dismiss as uninteresting anything else, and you ignore a girl's looks. This is a key issue. This is the Zen koan of the whole thing, okay? You have to ignore how attractive a woman is. And this is hard. This takes a lot of mental discipline. But the funny thing is that once you achieve this trick, of just ignoring her good looks and just paying attention to her when she says something that you find interesting, just like you would with a nerd, she will sense this. She will sense that she has to work to get your approval, and she will. And that's the crazy part. It's the craziest part, and it's absolutely true. And I, for the longest time, didn't quite believe it or understand it. That's the key. I didn't understand it. But then I started observing my own behavior. And I will admit quite freely that sometimes I will come across guys who are very charismatic. They're very capable. They're just attractive. Not attractive in like I want to bang them. No, I'm not gay. But in the sense that they are very charismatic, very interesting. You want to be around them. And there are such guys. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that. And there's nothing wrong with understanding what happens to you in such circumstances. What happens is, of course, you want to get in their good graces. And you will try to say things that you think will get you in their good graces. It's a natural human thing. We've been doing this since we were like 3 years old in our pre-kindergarten class. We always want to get in good with the cool guys, the guys we think are more charismatic or interesting or whatever than us. And so we will say the things that they will find interesting. And avoid those things that we know they will find boring or stupid or silly or unimportant. Because we want them to think highly of us. Once I understood that, then it was easy to apply Chris's lesson. Treat a girl like a nerd. Yeah. And don't treat her badly. I mean, you're talking to a nerd, right? A guy who's really just a nerdy guy. Are you rude to him or cruel to him? No, you're not. You treat him not with deference, no, of course not. You treat him with respect, a modicum of respect, like a baseline respect. You don't really pay attention to him, but you're not rude. A lot of guys think that, you know, especially in the pickup artist community, they think that you have to treat a girl badly. That's a mistake. That's a huge mistake. Because if you treat a girl or anyone badly, they're just not going to want to be around you. No, no, no. You have to be indifferent to them. Indifference is what piques their interest, not rudeness. Rudeness just drives people away. Indifference, that's what you have to cultivate. When you are genuinely indifferent to someone, genuinely, I mean really in your heart, just, you know, you do not care if they are there or they are gone, people out of some innate sense will want to change your mind. And they will do whatever it takes to change your mind. And if you apply this to women, you will find yourself in the position where extremely attractive women want you to like them. You could be crazy about them. You could think that they are goddesses incarnate. But if you are able to truly and in your heart believe that you are indifferent to her and you treat her like a nerd, she will go for you. And I know this because I did it. I remember clear as day that after about like 3 months of trying, it suddenly clicked for me with these models. Because my problem with these models in New York was that they were so incredibly attractive, so gorgeous. I mean, their physical beauty was so overwhelming that it sort of like short-circuited my entire brain. I couldn't function, you know? And I'm not ashamed to say it because it happens to every guy. And I've talked to other guys who've hung out around models for different reasons, right? And they all say the same thing, that there is a initial period of time where just their raw physical beauty is so overwhelming that you can't think straight. But once you get over that hump, and once you sort of like train yourself to ignore their good looks and focus on them as people, and pay attention to them when they're being interesting and completely ignore them when they're saying something stupid or foolish or uninteresting or boring. That's when it works. And mind you, indifference helps you in all kinds of things, not just women. I mean, it's the most obvious thing, indifference with women. If you treat them like nerds, they'll go for you, yeah. But in just about everything in life, if you are indifferent to the outcome, usually things will go your way. This is the foundation of Zen Buddhism, as a matter of fact. And I would suggest, if you're listening to me so far in this video, go check out a book called Zen and the Art of Archery by Eugene Herigel. Not Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. That was a bullshit book, just feel-good crap that you should just ignore. And they ripped off the title of Zen and the Art of Archery. Eugene Herigel. He was a German philosophy professor between the two world wars who taught in Japan and learned Zen Buddhism. And he learned the power of indifference. I am telling you right now, you learn indifference, you learn to treat women like nerds. You learn to treat everyone like a nerd. You learn true indifference, and you can master the world. Believe it. Every Sunday, I do a call-in show on my Patreon. Link is in the description below. It's a 2 to 3 hour show where I take viewer questions. So if you're interested, please go check it out. Thank you so much for watching this video, and I will catch you next time.